Just a minute. Hold the music. Hold the music. I think I see somebody in the audience. I see somebody. Jimmy Stewart. Is that Jimmy Stewart down in the front row? Jimmy Stewart! Jimmy, come up here. Wait a minute. No. Greetings, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you very much.
This is really the James Stewart of the movies and also of Pennsylvania.
Of Pennsylvania.
Indiana.
Indiana, Pennsylvania. How's Tyrone?
Tyrone is all right, Jimmy. If I'm right in my recollections, you used to sort of climb on a barrel and listen in as we used to play dances up around there, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. No, Dutch Camel, remember?
Poor old D-Loss. He was here a couple weeks ago. And his banjo. Nice to see you. What prompted you to come to our show?
Well, I'm just a fan of yours and your outfit, Fred. I've been enjoying for a long time. It comes at a different time out at the coast, about 8 o'clock.
Just about the right time for the
right
makeup.
Right time on my way to work, and it's a wonderful day to start the wonderful way to start the day off.
That wasn't a cue for us to mention a wonderful life, was it?
I thought I'd throw a wonderful. Yes.
Wonderful life is a wonderful word to use in
Liberty
Films in connection with a picture called Wonderful Life, and it is a wonderful picture.
Thank you, Fred.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How's your golf?
Golf is terrible. Golf, that's as a matter of fact, that's why I came east.
It's
snowing here and you can't play.
Are you Girls, come over here. I want you to meet Jimmy Stewart. I think it'd be a very nice. This is Jane Wilson, Jimmy Stewart.
Jane, how did
Jane
you?
Jane is our star
enjoyed
soprano.
Enjoyed very much for a long time.
And this is Joanne Wheatley.
Jimmy Stewart. There again.
And this is Gloria. Gloria. What is your name lately?
Newdell.
Gloria Newdell. And this is Penny. Penny Perry. I have to meet the girls myself occasionally. You know, we have Jimmy Stewart, this is, and that's Fern over there.
Fern.
And Betty Reynolds back at the piano. And boys, this is Jimmy Stewart. Isn't he nice, though, really? And nice of you to come up here. I suppose you came expecting to just enjoy the show, and here you're helping all of our listeners enjoy your presence.
Well, it's wonderful to meet you all. That's what's giving me the real kick.
But that's fine, Jimmy.
I've certainly enjoyed it for a long time.
How's
this? Wonderful show. Wonderful.
Yes. Been back to Indiana?
I'm going tomorrow.
Will you say hello to the whole gang out there?
Sure will.
I wonder if they all exist.
Yeah,
you know that's a wonderful live, wide awake town, but they live at such a pace.
I know. Well, Dutch has a little girl that say she plays piano. I don't know if you've heard her.
Haven't heard, but he told me a couple weeks ago he was here. He told me all about her.
Yeah, doing fine. Reads music, you know.
Yes, she does. Well, she's a little too good for our group then.
Well, I remember Dutch had a little trouble always.
Yes, he had. We always played in his key. Stubborn fellow he was.
No black keys, all white keys.
That's right. Jimmy, is there anything particular you'd like to hear from our organization? We'd be very glad to change the program for you. Give me that program there. We'll tell you what's coming up. And then,
I've got all
that was Liza you heard there. Now, let's see. Behind time at the present time. Let's see. We could do one chorus of Wyoming, couldn't we? Let's do one chorus of Wyoming. That's out near Indiana.
Near.
Pennsylvania. Or we could do Who is Sylvia? Or we could do Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. The part up here we've already done, you see.
Yeah.
You name it, and we'll be very glad to name any one of these last four, and we'll be glad to do them.
Who is Sylvia?
Who is she?
Well,
we'll be glad to find out. Who is Sylvia? Sylvia?
Did I make that up?
I probably have an announcement here. It says here, well, you read it. Bill Bivens isn't here.
The question was asked by Shakespeare hundreds of years ago, and the orchestra, Stuart Churchill, and the twin trios are still asking it, Who is Sylvia? And the music by Franz Schubert.
Doesn't give the answer, though, does it?
No.
Well, suppose we play it and sing it, and then if there's no answer, why, we'll just forget it.
Well, I won't forget the way it's going to be sung.
All right. Would you like to start the number? Who is Sylvia? You lift your hand this way and then bring it down. You ready? Congratulations, Jimmy.